Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And as promised, instead of starting off with Yahoo News, I'm going to begin with MSNBC. I'm leaving Yahoo because I need to have a news source that is less biased. So let's go ahead and let's see what we've got on MSNBC.com. I'm typing in right now, and let's see what headlines we get pulled up here. First one, it's got a picture of Donald Trump Jr., and it says, "My dad did that. Trump Jr.'s damage control may backfire amid criminal probe." Huh. Here's a story about Bill Cosby getting let free. We'll talk about that in a second. It says, "Bill Cosby is gaslighting Black America. I couldn't breathe," Bill Cosby accuser reacts to his release from prison. Here's another a side article. Deadline White House: Trump just added another truth-telling Republican to his list of targets. Trump, you know, when he finds someone who tells the truth, according to MSNBC, he just hates them, huh? He just doesn't want them there. He makes them their target. I'm starting to think that maybe, I mean, and I'm just skimming, I have to give him a chance, but I'm starting to think that maybe MSNBC is biased. But, you know, I might just be jumping to conclusions. Let's scroll down to their main news section here. MSNBC Daily, understand today's news is what they write here. So let's see what we got. Number one, cringe. The humiliating, hypocritical collapse of GOP leader Kevin McCarthy by Charlie Sykes. You know, it says here MSNBC Daily, and the byline is cringe. I mean, I've not seen a big news source, or any news source for that matter, put that in the byline. Cringe. That's interesting. Okay. Number two, discriminatory rules. Shock, Carrie Richardson's drug test suspension is the end result of racist policies. Let's see. Number three, why the Trump Organization indictments are just the beginning. And the byline on that is "It Begins." Number four, ripped to the VRA. The Supreme Court's Arizona voting decision was worse than expected. Yeah, guys, did you hear about that? So Arizona is conducting a forensic audit, they're calling it, of the vote, of the ballots from the presidential election. And it's terrific because they are really diving in deep to figure out what happened and if there's any fraud or not, you know. And so they're really examining every ballot. They're even looking at the fibers of the paper. They're looking to see if it was printed by a computer or not. They're not just counting the ballots. They did that, but they're also looking to see if the ballots are actually legitimate, right? Because remember, you're able to send in whatever. And so it's very easy to just take a computer, print off a bunch of ballots that look like a real ballot, and then and because they were sending out ballots en masse. You know, some people got 7 ballots. Let's see. So I'm glad that they're doing that. But the liberals, the Democrats, maybe I should say, are really against figuring out what happened and what's real is not real. They call that undermining the election. Well, guys, if the election is fraudulent, right, then that's a good thing, right? We need to figure out whether or not there's been fraud. That is, you might be undermining the election, but you're upholding democracy, right? You're not undermining it. You're upholding democracy by having a fair vote count. And they're so against this. And I'll talk more about that in a second. Number five, plot twist. Why Trump might turn out to be Republicans' worst enemy. It's a plot twist. Free does not equal innocent. This is story number six. Here are 60 names that are way more important than Bill Cosby's. And then number 7, Private Practice. Governor Kristi Noem's Texas border stunt raises novel and disturbing legal questions. Yeah, I'm seeing a pattern here. These stories are all against Republicans. And I feel that there's a disproportionate number that are against Donald Trump. You know, I was expecting maybe some, you know, stories that would report negatively on Republicans, but I really thought that they would balance it out, because this is MSNBC, which, if I recall, is Microsoft and NBC combined. Two stalwarts of news and industry that you would think would be right down the middle with their news and opinion. But apparently, I am a naive in the ways of the world. And I'll tell you, this has really thrown some cold water on my expectations. Oh, well, but I did promise to give them a chance, so we'll be using them today for news. And next week, I'll select some other source. We'll see what it is. However, let's get the show started. I hope you're all having a wonderful 4th of July weekend here in sometime sunny Jacksonville, Florida. It's kind of dour outside right now. Let's go ahead and look at these news and headlines and see what we think of them. So let's start off with this first one here, and that Bill Cosby has been released. Bill Cosby is a free man. The Cos roams the streets without worry of repercussion. And I'm so happy because I feel I can laugh again. You know, without Cosby, all jokes, they would fall flat because we knew he was being unrightfully detained. You know, I think that he might come out with a book called If I Did It Too, with two spelled T-O-O. And then he and OJ can go on a book tour promoting both OJ's book and his book at the same time. And the proceeds will go to the Buying Drugs and Hookers Foundation. You know, I wish I could do an impression of Bill. Buy my pudding pops. I wish I could do an impression of Bill Cosby, but every time I try to do one, I end up sounding like either Macho Man Randy Savage or Howard Cosell. I cannot get a good Bill Cosby impression going. But I'll tell you, even though he is free, his reputation is ruined. He'll never be the same again. I say that, but then again, look at Michael Jackson, right? His name was Mud a couple of times during his career, and he bounced back from that, and now he's a revered idol in death. But I just don't see the same thing happening for Bill Cosby, right? I really think that it's been accepted as fact, the things that he is alleged to have done, and I don't think he'll be coming back from this, which is, the situation is a shame, right? I have to fight against my own bias, because when I was a kid, I used to listen to Bill Cosby records, right? I mean, I would mimic his skits. I would watch the Cosby Show and stuff. I would, you know, see his stand-up routines. You know, whether you care for him as a person or not, the guy was very funny, very talented. He did picture pages. I think he took over or filled in or something for Captain Kangaroo. If you go back that far, the Fat Albert Show. I mean, he's done so much in his career that is good, and now it's gone. It's ruined. And if he did these things, then of course he's deserved to have all of this happen to him. But if he didn't, and then this is a shame. I guess it's a shame either way. But well, let's shift subjects here, and let's see what our next story is on the venerable MSNBC. We're going to talk about Donald Trump next. You know, he's going to have a rally here in Florida. That'll be some fun, huh? They're probably going to try to pin the condo collapse on him somehow. I don't know how they'll do it, but they will. You know what? I'll bet they're probably saying things like he shouldn't come here because of the collapse. I'm very interested in that. I'm going to take a look at that right now, as a matter of fact, and see if that's real. All right. Well, here's a headline. DeSantis, this is from the Washington Examiner, but I saw some other headlines with similar titles here. DeSantis feuds with Trump over Florida rally amid search for survivors in Surfside. I saw another one saying that he's going to have this rally like across the street from the collapse. So, I mean, what did I tell you, right? I told you they're going to conflate these two events that have nothing to do with each other. Let's see. Here's another headline. This is from businessinsider.com. Governor Ron DeSantis' office pushes back on report that he made, quote, a plea to Trump not to hold a rally in Florida. I see that authorities have confirmed 18 people died in a devastating accident where a 12-story condo tower north of Miami toppled to the ground shortly after 1 a.m. on June 24th. As of July 1st, 147 residents are still missing and unaccounted for. Yep, it's a horrible thing that happened. I'll tell you, though, I heard a sheriff. I think it was a sheriff. I just heard the very part of this report, and I think the report said the sheriff in Miami, he did a interview, and I might have misheard this, but I swear the dude said something along these lines. I'm paraphrasing, and he said something along the lines of, and what we're doing is we're taking the debris and the remnants and we're putting it into something known as a pile. And I don't know if it's a contrast with the terrible thing that's happened or what, but that just made me laugh so much. Known as a pile. I mean, is that some kind of technical term or something in the police industry? So I just wanted to pass that along, you know, while I was thinking of it there. So I knew it. So they're trying to draw a line about Donald Trump and having this rally here. Oh, what else? Let me see if I can find another headline. Yeah, this is from the New York Times. Trump to hold rally in Florida across state from building disaster. I mean, the condo collapse is obviously a tragedy, but isn't it so, what's the word? Mean, disrespectful? There's got to be a word that's kind of on the nose. Despicable? to conflate that along with Trump's arrival. I guess there's a limit. You know, I mean, if you're going to have a parade celebrating quality infrastructure in Miami, and then the condo collapses, yeah, go ahead and cancel the parade. But if you have an event that has nothing to do with another event, then what ties these things together, even? Just that it's in the same state? It's not even the same location. Trump's having his rally in Sarasota. It's not even in Miami. Even that article whose headline I just read said that he's having it across the state, but they're making it sound like across the street, right? Like he's just, like he's putting the podium on the pile and is just announcing from there. Why do they do that? They're just trying to make him look bad. There's not even there's such a tenuous connection between the two things. I bet next they're going to try to blame this hurricane on him somehow. This hurricane, you know, oh, geez. I hate to say anything because then, you know, it hits and you got to take everything seriously because there's really no other way around it, is there? You've got to take it seriously. So when I say things here on this show, it's to be funny. You have to take it with a grain of salt. But how can they predict? This was like 2 or 3 days ago when I first saw the path of this hurricane. So the hurricane goes past the islands. It tears across the Dominican Republic and Cuba, and then it does this curveball thing all the way directly, stopping on Jacksonville, Florida. I'm like, are you kidding me? This happens every year. No matter how far away the thing starts at, and no matter what size it starts at, so this tropical storm, you know, 1,000 miles away, somehow this time it always is going to make a giant circle or beeline or some kind of path, twisty path, and hit right here on Jacksonville. And then the thing never hits. Now listen, guys, I'm not a weatherman, and I know sometimes it seems like I can predict the future. So, you know, of course, take all precaution, because I would hate for you to say the Ed Man's not taking this seriously. He thinks it's going to just fly off somewhere into the Atlantic and we won't have to worry about anything. And then, you know, it hits and it's a class, you know, 50 hurricane, and, you know, the place is wiped out like sometimes happens when a hurricane hits. And we did get hit by one a couple years ago, didn't we? Didn't we have a class one hurricane hit here or something? And, you know, there's other concerns. There's tornadoes and there's water and there's stuff like that. But I guess what I'm complaining about is living in fear for the next couple of days to see whether or not this thing strikes. It's the waiting, right? The waiting is the worst part, because usually nothing comes of it, you know. But again, it's better safe than sorry. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. We got a Facebook. Jeez, and I need to talk about the ruling. Let's do this. Let's start with Facebook. So Facebook, I'm going to pull up the article. This is from PC, this PC Mag. And, you know, they're reporting on digital life and social media. That's the category that this is under. And it's by Michael Kahn. Kahn! Facebook prods users who've been exposed to extremist content to get help. Another version of this message asks users, are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? However, the message seemed to be backfiring. Okay, and I'm going to read the messages. They have a picture of the messages that Facebook is putting out to people. So here's one of them. This has got a Facebook symbol on it, and it says, are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? We care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. And this other one says, Kevin, you may have been exposed to harmful extremist content recently. Violent groups try to manipulate your anger and disappointment. You can take action now to protect yourself and others. How weird is this? How weird and scary is this? That they're asking you to report on your neighbors? This is insane. This is some old world Russian shiz that's going on. This is banana. Did you ever think it would get to this point? Facebook, which has struggled to get a handle on misinformation on its platform, is now urging users who've been exposed to extremist content to get help. Yeah, well, here's the problem, though. What they say is extremist and misinformation and radicalization is usually just words that they use to cover up what's actually true. So if you look at the number of things that they have said were false and flagged as being phony information and conspiracy theory, and that have come out to actually be actual and true, it's astounding, really. It's astounding how much the media has gotten wrong in the last 5 years. Trump has made them go crazy. And now you've got media platforms actually having you report on your virtual neighbors about what they're looking at or thinking or been exposed to. This is nuts. Now, I do believe in capitalism and the free market. And I know everyone is calling out for regulation. And it's scary because of the number of people that are on these platforms and that are getting, I guess, influenced, right? Because if all you see is information linking to experts, which is what this post does, and it makes you think that you're the crazy one when you look at actual facts. I mean, guys, let's think about it. Just think about it for a second. If they're sending multiple blank ballots to households, do you think that's going to increase or decrease the integrity of the election? It is quite obviously going to decrease the integrity of the election. Obviously, that's not even something that is a debate, but it is if someone keeps acting like it is. If you check people's IDs, which is a normal thing to do in this society, is that going to increase or decrease election integrity? It's obviously going to increase it. It's obviously going to make it better. But people want to pretend like they don't understand. It's like they say, well, even Trump voted by absentee ballot. Dumbass. There's a difference between requesting a ballot and filling it out and just getting a bunch of ballots in different people's names, people that don't live there anymore, to your address, to your pet, you know, these ballots that you can just fill out. And then, you know, they're breaking the chain of custody. They just found out here in Georgia. They admitted that they broke the chain of custody for a lot of these early voting ballots. And Facebook will take what you say, if you say things along these lines, and they'll censor it. And so I can fully understand why people want regulations and want the government to crack down on these companies. But I think one of the reasons that these companies have become so left-wing is because of their government involvement. So I think that if you involve the government more, they won't crack down on these companies. I think they'll bolster these companies and crack down on smaller companies. And that's the reason why I do not want them to pass laws or have an FCC-style commission that's going to determine what is fair and what's not fair. I think the free and open market is the best way to do that. And as much as I would love to see them break up Facebook and tell them you're not allowed to, you know, influence things one way or the other anymore, I would love that. But it's the same thing that I love that they banned smoking. I love it. I hate smoking. I don't like being around people who smoke. I'm fine with smokers. I'm friends with smokers, but I don't like them smoking. But I don't think they should have made it a law where in your own establishment, it's illegal to allow people to smoke. That's nuts to me. So even though I enjoy it and I benefit from it, I know that it's wrong for them to have done that. And I'm so happy with this Supreme Court ruling. They ruled 6-3. That Arizona can continue their forensic audit. And, I'm mad at the Supreme Court because they didn't look at the Texas lawsuit. And I think other states also sued. They said they had no standing. And I think they chickened out. And one of the reasons why they said was because they were afraid of riots and things. And then we get the January 6th riot. So if people are going to get angry one way or the other, you might as well do what's right. All right, guys. Well, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for listening to me. We are going to do this all again next week. Have a happy and amazing 4th of July weekend and 4th of July. A happy Independence Day, everybody. I'm the Ed Mann. This is the How to Kill an Hour radio show. Have a good one. See ya.